Let's not. Okay. I just want to a disclaimer. Okay. A disclaimer. Just tell you that, like, you know, this is something that I've worked over and worked over and worked over and worked over, and it's very confusing. Okay. Some of it, and I think, you know, after I crossed out and I rewrote and drove myself crazy, I think I have some clarity, okay? What I want to deal with is, and we'll start, you know, trying to see how this works. You have two shrushim over here. You have the 11th shrush and the 12th shrush. And basically, the upshot of the shirish is that we don't count halacha, okay? Now, the word chelek in the Arabic in both shuashim are the same. I assume that a gimel and apostrophe is a j, like jazz. I don't know. Not sure exactly where to put the thing in, but it's the same exact word, okay? The difference in the words is one talks about chalke mitzvah, and shirish yudah, talks about chalke maisa. But that seems to be a little bit odd to say that's the difference, because the maisa is the mitzvah, even in your base. So it ends up to be the same thing, okay? So what is the scoop here, you know? What's going on? Okay, this is going to be a part of the focus of what we're talking about. Okay. It is true that here. He seems to be talking about maaseh, okay? And in fact, he calls chlitza also a maaseh, okay? And that's what he writes later on in the show. It's called she'om yis'ale b'chalitza v'chol tanar v'yoko b'fonda v'yonza v'yomo v'kmoi shemitz chalitza achas v'lonim l'chalitza v'kika. All the Melechis, all the Seder from Mincha. Interesting is, this is the only place where the Ram calls Chalitza as a Maase. You will not find this in Medina Mitzvahs. You will not find it in Medina Kotzer. And in Reish Yud Zayin, look at the Mitzvah say. You know, it's not there. Okay, so that's what we have. Okay, he calls this, so he has Achelke Amaisa, okay. So you look, you know, you say, what's the scoop here? What's the big deal? What's it between chalitza, rekik, and kriya, and all the different things of heke mitzera, or the seder from Tyrus of mitzera? You know, what's the difference? What's the big deal over here? Okay. Let me now point out some of the differences. And we'll start to get into it, okay? Difference number one, okay? Let's just, you know, see, you just look at the Lashanis in Yud Aleph, and see, before you start to define things, you got to make sure you have all the data. Okay. So let's start now. It seems to be clear that even though in Sherish Aleph and Sherish Beis, there might not be a Tzivur HaKlil in either one of them. Okay. But the interesting thing, in Yud Aleph, you put together this overarching mitzvah, just together from the Chalakim. And in Yud Beis, he seems to talk about something like a Shirana before. And if you think about it, you get the impression that for some reason in Yud Beis, you can't pull the same thing off that you pulled the Yud Aleph. Because Yud Aleph is just very simple and short and sweet. You have a lot of chalokim together, you pull them together and you in one glob, and you make it all into a super tzivui, which was never formulated in the Torah. And here, the Rambam seems, at least the way he presents it, he says, the Torah says some type of law, and then the Torah tells you all different chalokim. So, you know, just before you get started, you see the Rambam clearly is presenting this in a very different way. Okay, is that fair? That's difference number one. Difference number two, you get the impression in Sherish Yud Aleph that the issue of Ein of Ma'akvin Zeh Zeh or the Hamatora Achas is central to the Sherish. Okay, that was a discussion that in Lulav, Makvin Zeh Zeh, Bezichin and Sida Alechem, Makvin Zeh Zeh, correct? Then you have the Matora in terms of Tyrus Mitzera, and also you have in terms of not only Tyrus Mitzera, you have in terms of Hekem Mitzera, and even we pointed out that the Rambam goes even further and somehow tries to make even Lulav like that, okay? So that's what we have. But if you look at this Sherish, there's no mention whatsoever of Ein Makvin Zeh, or Makvin Zeh, Zein Makvin Zeh, Zeh. Well, it is a Matorah, it's not Matorah, there's no mention of it, right? So that's not the overarching principle. It's not very important, okay? You know, you gotta, you know.
Is that because the Shrana exists?
What?
Is that because of the Shrana?
I didn't say that. I'm not drawing any conclusions. It's just, first of all, let's collect the data, okay? Could be, you know, we don't know anything. That's number two. Number three. The Chelke in Yud Aleph, the Chelke at Tzivui, basically is in one pasuk usually, I think. Like, you know, it's not so bad Tyrus and Metzera we have to see, but Nehekem Metzera and Dalaminim, Tzitzis, So, but over here, you're basically dealing with a and besides everything, not only is in one pasuk, but they're done together. It's a simultaneous performance. And if it's not, you need an explanation about it. For example, in the Tilas Lulav, you have to explain the Kilulik Mysticism, Farlav, whatever it is. The truth is, I'm not sure if this observation is ironclad. Because if you don't put Giluach and you throw it into the Cholent, you're okay. But if you put in Tyrus Metzera, you put Giluach, It's really not true then. Okay? And we don't know. The truth is we had problems. You know, we suggested things. What to do with Giluach. But in the Ma'akvin Zeh, he's only talking, he's not talking about the Giluach. It's very strange what he throws. What's going on here? Okay? But, you know, let's assume that they're done biyachad. Okay? In Yud Beis, it bases almost like a parsha. And logically, there's almost like a seder. And the maaseh, it's not, they're done together. Even the chalitza, you know, you have your seder, the kriya, the kika, chalitza, you know, you do whatever you do, okay? But, you know, you don't imagine trying to do the kika and the chalitza and then the kriya saparsha, biyachad, okay? It's a seder. And the Ram uses the word sometimes when he refers to these various opponents, all the mini kabbalas, he's sometimes talking about the seder, and he's sometimes talking about the maaseh. But the maaseh is a elongated performance of many different parts, okay? But it's not logically like, you know, one thing, okay? And he even goes further. He says that there's a teor or a sipor, whichever way you want to translate the Arabic, of the Eichus HaMaisa. The teor tells you something, and there's a story about it, or there's a description about it. Here, that's not the case at all. Okay. Okay, so let's try to understand what's going on. The question is, let's just think about it. When you want to set up this new mitzvah, okay, this new overarching principle, this new tzivui, which doesn't really exist in the Torah, okay, logically, you do it in the opposite way in Cherish Yud Aleph and Cherish Yud Beis. In Cherish Yud Aleph, you start from the Chalokim, you put them together, and you end up with this overarching principle. Correct? However, in Cherish Yud Beis, just the opposite. You start with this Hirah, which seems to refer to the whole parasha, okay? And then you move on to Teo Amaisa. It's the whole, see the way he sets it up, since I didn't point this out before, I just wanted to, see, the way he's setting up, it's logically the opposite, okay? So I think now, after all this, we're a lot more certain that they're not the same. Okay. In Sheresh Yud Aleph, since the Chalokim Ma'akven Zeh, or the Matora Achas, so we know they're basically one conglomerate, even before we get started. The whole problem is, when you look at conglomerate of many different disparate sivuyim, what do? So Ram says, that's the chiddush. And if it's an inyan echod, so then you have this overarching sivuy, and you're okay. Okay? However, in Cherish Yud Beis, since we don't have at all this issue of Ma'akven Zez, we don't know that there ain't Ma'akven Zez. In fact, the Ram clearly says in Yivam Chalitza that the Rekik and the Kriya are not Likuva. So they're not Likuva. Okay. So then, so what do you do? So there's no, and there's no matalachas per se. So there's no overarching principle. I mean, there's nothing pressing in terms of the real interrelationship between the various parts to say that they're basically one conglomerate. So I'm searching. How do you do this? And even more so, that since logically in Yud Aleph they should be done together, so they're one conglomerate. In Yud Beis, they're basically logically disparate performances. So comes the Rambam in Yud Beis and says that if there's a hurrah talking about all these things as if it's one action, so then you can pull off this secret and put the tzivuim together and come out with what you want before. I'll explain to you what I mean, okay? If I would ask you, and you would look in Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvah, I think it starts with Samach Gimel, I say Samach Gimel, Samach Dalid, Samach Hey, Samach Vav, and Samach Zayin. And after this introduction that the Rambam says, that the Zeis Teres Oila, Im Oila Korbonoi, or Zeis Teres Achatos, Zeis Teres Oshom, Zeis Teres Zev Hashlomim, if I ask you, L'chaira, you would say there should be Shiranas, right? But the Rambam very clearly, if you look at Samach Gimel, Samach Dalad, Samach Hey, Samach Vav, Samach Zayin, it's a very clear... Okay. Keep in mind, okay, this Shirana, and I pointed this out last week, I think I should just go over it, just to keep all the pieces in front of you. If you remember, the reason why you count the Shirana, the Ram said, in mitzvah, tzadi hei, okay, mitasei tzadi hei, he said because the Torah, it has a parasha devoted to isekis, mabiyur, whatever it is, so that Shirana makes him do a mitzvah. And he says all these cases, the mitzvah is din, or lodun. Okay. Here, the Ram, when he presents why this is a mitzvah, this is not the presentation at all. The Torah said, that's not what he's doing. And he doesn't call the mitzvah the din, oilo. He doesn't call the mitzvah the din chatos. Okay. So I tell you the following. This hirah is important in order to set up that all the disparate parts are really one unit. But it's not at all important to set up what the mitzvah is. Because once you claim that they're not disparate units because of the hirah, so maybe you can go back to Shereshit Aleph. See, that's not the chiddush over here. The chiddush is the chiddush in Yud Beis is you can create Shereshit Yud Aleph without Machmen Zuazu, even though logically they're not Babasachas, and there's no Matoachas. And it's the logically over space of time. Okay, so that's Gvaldik. Okay, so then it's certainly an Alamar. The Rambam only introduces the Shirana at the beginning of the Shoresh in order to explain to you the modus operandi of how you make it and what makes sure that it's really one mitzvah. Okay. Now, it sounds very simple, but it took me a while, you know, until all the pieces came together. I'm not sure this is correct. This is what I think now, and it all makes a lot of sense. Okay. So now we got that. Now that we have that, now what I'd like to do is the following. You see, this becomes now very strange. Because the first example that the Rambam introduces over here is Binyan HaMikdash. Okay? And let's read what he says. And then the Torah goes and explains, and the disparate sivuyim, okay, seem to be a continuum, a continuation, an explanation of this shrano, this hira. So he says, once you have all these pieces together, in Cain, ein roi shim the kol sivuy shebo b'fnei atzmo, okay, b'fnei atzmo bei, right? And then the tzivuim, but you put them all together as one conglomerate, and then you have it, and it's a tzivuim, okay? Till now it's okay. I think every word fits in. We know what we're talking about. Before that, I want you to know it was like nebulous and fuzzy wuzzy and whatever it is. Okay. Now we can move further. Ilu leibosi alad mishul davazeh. Okay. So clear, you know, what he's doing, you know, it's just, you know, I can't imagine it took me so long. I just got the back of my head, what am I doing over here, what's going on? Okay. Now, k'moy omrei, the osili mikdash, שזה מצס סי אחס, מכל המצס, והוא, okay, then he starts going on, and you don't know what happened over here. הוא שיינו בייס מוכן, that's Chaim Helvitz translation, מיועד, you know, so okay, whatever, we'll see exactly what the words mean. יבוי לוב יחגו is a disaster of a translation, because then you don't understand what the second thing and the fourth thing are over here. What difference between Yavoi Lov, Ubo Yakibutz Amoadim. And the translation really is the Elov Poinim, or we'll see exactly the translation, but it's nothing to do with Chagoyops. It's not the thing, and we'll see exactly what we'll see the Arabic word and what the Arabs use the word for it. It's amazing. I don't know if I should even tell you. Whatever it is. Okay. Ubo tiyakrova. Ubo yiyakibutz v'moadim. V'yachkachi v'taye chalokov. Bo l'taye chalokov. V'yech yase. V'yen lo ishim ne kol ma she'oma boy. V'yosisa. Mitzvah v'nei atzma. It's over there, Sisa. The Shulchan, all the days. It's over Pasha Tshuva, correct? Right? Boo. Excuse me, can I just have one of these? Boo one here, yeah. It's okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. Here he has it in Kapach. He has like this. He could go in Omroi Rosli Mikdash, Shizu Mitzvah Achas, Michlala Mitzvahs, Vihi Shehelonu, Baye Shehelo Ponim, Veklapov Tia Hasaya, whatever that means. Okay, we'll see. ובו תהיה הקרובו, ושום יסעס מועדים. אך כך חיסכה לתאי הפרוטוב, והיכי נעשה. הרי אינו אוהלים נויס כל מה שאומה בוי ועסיסה מיצס בפני עצמו, לא דרך זה. עדי דבר כל בקבונס, אמורים ביקרו, and he has all the mother, oh, you lost with it. Okay, say that. That's what we have, correct? Now here, there's a problem. Okay. Because you would have expected that the first example should be similar. You know, you start off with something similar to what you're proving, okay? Here, you start off with a clear tzivui, v'yosali mikdash, okay? And then he has, you'll excuse me, but I'm going to do it for dramatics, a Baba Maisa talking about different things about Mikdash, which you don't know. It flew in from out of nowhere, okay? And then, you know, it becomes slightly similar. What is going on over here? Okay? Okay, is that fair? Until this point, there was clarity, correct? Okay, this is like, you know, like almost like a monkey wrench, don't you? You know, you're trying to explain it, make your point, and you know what I was talking about. See, here again, he does something amazing, okay? Because the same way in Chalitza, you will not find any place except for here to call it the Maisa Chalitza, okay? In Binyan HaMikdash, he doesn't even call it over here a Maisa, okay? He doesn't say Mitzvah HaSeichof, both in the Minah Kotze and then, no, he doesn't say it in the beginning, and both in the Mitzvah Minah Kotze and Minah Mitzvahs, or in Perek Aleph, it was Mitzvah Bechir, Aloch Aleph, a seder, there's a maaser. Okay, so maybe he's learning to say the ma. Okay, maybe, okay. But it even means, doesn't even bother to say it. So, you know, the question is, are both this case and the case of Chalitza real? Or are we just using it as a ploy to attack my chist? I don't know, because it's very odd, okay?
The Karbonis case is fitting fine with the
with what?
The Rebbe's approach works fine for the Karbonis.
For the 100%.
But this is the wrench before the Karbonis.
Yeah, he didn't get to the Karbonis. He introduced, it's more than that, he introduces Karbonis with this. Okay? This is what he's doing. It's an introductory mark to show you as a paradigm the same way out there. The same way that this, oh, everything. It's amazing. Okay? So, first was clarity, and now it's completely confusing, correct? Okay. Hey, just imagine a wise guy. It's a very rough. Now, okay. Now I'll tell you like this. It's not the phenomenon, you see. I'll tell you the truth. You remember, I said Shurim in your base, you know, you probably, yeah. But, you know, I said in my two times, you know, but it takes a while until it hits you to get into it. But, you know, L'cheira, I think this question I probably asked, but, you know, the other side of how the whole thing works, I didn't have. Okay, but say that. So I'll tell you like this. To Rambam has this remark that seems to come from nowhere about Beis HaMikdash in three places. He has it here, okay. He has it in Mitzvah Seichov, and he has it in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, in Perek Aleph of Beis HaBechira, Halach Aleph. Okay? Okay? Now, I would assume, and besides everything else, okay, And that's a separate discussion. This remark that we have, okay, about what he's talking about, what Mikdash is all about, okay, he does not present it in this, I don't want to use the negative. The presentation is not is exact or similar in the three places. Okay. So he has a explanation which has variations, and he has in three different places. Okay. So the question is, you know, even before he gets started, you know, what's the proper approach? To assume he's quoting this for the same reason in all places? Because L'cheira, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, the reason to quote this is Ishua Minyan HaMitzvahs. Okay? In Cherish Yud Beis, the reason to quote it is to tie up something about Cherish Yud Beis. Correct? So, and the fact that L'cheira is not the same, you know. So I would tell you, okay, and this we'll have to see exactly how it works. In Mitzvah Saseh Chav, what the Rambam is interested in is maybe he's having polemics with someone. See, it's not clear exactly what's going on in the Bahag, but in the Yireim, even though the Yireim was posed, I don't know if the Yireim was the same time, if he saw it, I doubt he saw it. But even if it was, I'm not sure the historical, the aim was the Chatamar, I'm not sure exactly what it means, the contemporary. But whatever it is, the aim doesn't have a mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash. So you know what Binyan HaMikdash is? It probably is Akdama. It basically fits into Sherish Yud, according to the aim. You have to mark the Kabbalahs, you have to do everything. You need the place in order to do it. There it is. The same way you need a, okay, say that. The same way the Ramban says you need a shulchan in order for lechem upon him, it's the air, and you need the menorah for the halakas. Okay, same thing over here. Oh, so the Ram basically telling you is since all these things, the korbanos are kiyum mikdash. Okay, so it doesn't make sense to assume. That it's only a prelude. Okay? And the Ram's argument is that's an argument to say that it's not a prelude. Okay? But over here, such an argument would be completely incomprehensible. Because the issue over here, if it would have been a discussion over here in Cherish Yud, no. But Cherish Yud Beis, that's not the issue. So I think what he's doing over here is an amazing thing. Because he can ask the following question. And maybe even the Osoli Mikdosh is a mitzvah. Maybe they're disparate mitzvahs. The Osoli Mikdosh is a mitzvah from Oroin. There's a mitzvah. I mean, the truth is... The Ramban is basically ready to do that. Because the Ramban in Aseh Lamed Gimel, he says that Oren is a separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. Right? And he doesn't knock out the mitzvah of Yosoli Mikdash. And the reason why he doesn't count Shulchan and Menorah as separate mitzvahs, he tells you, because they're part of the Avodah from Menorah, and part of the Avodah from Seal Lechem upon him. So you can count, Vasily Mikdash, you count this, you can count this, you can count this, you can count this. So, you see, this is what was confounding me, okay? And it's a very big mistake to think. You say to yourself, what's going on here? We're trying to prove that a hirah is good enough to make a disparate performances of a seder into one mitzvah. And here the Ram counts out with a tzivui. Okay? And we always thought that, you know, if a shrana, the tzivui is certainly much better, you know, it's more powerful. I'm just trying to, you know, be graphic, but, you know, the term is not exact, okay? And then the comparison, because he's trying to prove, because the whole Yisrael is that the Hira does it, okay? So the answer is simple, okay? It's not the Osli Mikdash itself. The Rambam needs this whole thing that's coming out from nowhere to explain why we should not look at all these performances later as disparate maisim, but as a tiur of mikdash, of the mitzvah of mikdash. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying basically to equate osli mikdash to maisa ila. Okay. So, you tell me, but after you finished, you don't have to create a new master tzivui? Because in Oilo, you have to create it. You have to make an alma, because Beza Shana. Here, you have your Osli Mikdash. So I'll tell you, that is irrelevant, because that's not the issue. We have Sherish and Aleph. That you can, if once you know that the Chalokim have tzivuim, you don't need anything. You have no problem. And that's not the issue. The Rambam introduces this whole thing in order to be the rope to tie all the chalokim of the Seder as one unit. And once you have that, then you're finished. Okay? So then basically, it's all the same as everything before. It's the same as my soul. You know, what I tried to do now, and you know, it took me a while to get to that point, it's basically the same thing. Okay, it only depends if you focus, you know. If you almost, you know, if you focus on the wrong thing, you keep on thinking about it. You know, you completely destroy the trend of thought. But I think if you look at it like this, it's mamish beautiful. Okay, so now we got to this point. Okay, so now I want to explain to you the nitty gritty of what he's saying over here. Okay? So, you know, these two points, okay, what the basic difference between Yud Aleph and Yud Beis is, and how Mikdash fits in with the whole story over here, I think, you know, even if I stopped over here, I'm just, you know, you can't understand how much anguish I went to try to, because, you know, you can sit back and, you know, and say, you know, I got to try to explain it, okay? But I think now that we're pretty much there, okay? See, what's happening basically is the Rambam before this is like a complete achidus tumah. It's like, you know, the words are like gibberish, and now the word I think makes sense. Okay, now. Here we go. Okay, take care of this. Okay, now next. So here we go, okay? See here, if you look at the Lashon, when he defines and tries to explain what the mitzvah of Mikdash is, he says, "V'hu sheyihye lanu beis mocham." However, look in mitzvah chaf, mitzvah sechaf. Is that the lashon "v'hu sheyihye lanu"? Or the minyan akotze chaf, or in beis habechira, perek aleph halacha aleph, what you find is either laaseis, or you find the word livnois. But here the word is not laaseis or livnois. Here the word is shiyeh. The mikdash should be extant. The mitzvah is to have a mikdash. Okay. It is very clear, and you can't deny that, that the Rambam in Shiras Chi, when he talks about Binyan HaHechal, he's referring to the Hechels now, the Alma, and he's referring to the Beis HaMikdash. He has four categories of mitzvahs, and he has a category called the Pu'ula, and he puts Mikdash in that category, okay? So that might be the Maisa you have to do. But the question is that the whole mitzvah, or that's all that it is that we have to know? But the Rambam over here is stressing that the mitzvah is not just the putting of the mikdash together in the proper fashion. Correct? And he did it only over here. This is the only place that he did it. Okay? An observation. Okay. Didn't say it. It's an observation, correct? And the words seem to say, whatever translation you have, it's either Shiyeh or Shehelonu. Shehelonu, Helonu, I don't think, I'm not sure, you know, there's a big difference. Whether you have Chaim Hela, or you have Kapach, or Korach, whatever, whichever one you want, it's all the same, okay? So the question is, what is this? Okay. So here, it's like a similar thing, if you remember, we talked about in Sherish Yud about Shemana Mishcha. He said in Mitzvah Saseh, Lamed Hei, She Hichesi Vono Shiyelon Shemen Osri Almas Kanes Yuchenes Mukhalim Shoyach. We should have the Shemana Mishcha. And over here, you get the impression. In other place, he said over here, it's Lim Shoyach. In Shadimshach, by Kohen Gadol, us, that, even Caleb, we had this problem, right? In Cherish Yud, correct?
Same word in Arabic.
What?
Same word, Yikon Lana.
Okay, Beseda. That's what it is, Beseda. And that's what I would have expected, okay? So you understand the difference. It's interesting, and here is the only place he does it. Okay. So it's Tamamish very amazing. Okay, so that's just the phenomenon, okay? Now, let's try to understand it. We'll see exactly how far we get. So I want to tell you that if the Rambam thinks that if you can look at the mitzvah as the Maisa B'niya, you can look at all the different halakim as disparate halakim. You can imagine such a thing. Maybe you can make a case the other way, but you can imagine such a thing. But if the mitzvah is Sheyiyeh Lanu, and Ki'ilu, that is the Hakdomo for the Beyo Eichus HaMaisa. So the Mitzvah Mikdash is not the Maisa Asiyah, but the Kiyum HaShulchan, L'Hakriv Olav Lechem Aponim. Okay. In fact, it's a very odd thing. Then Parshas Truma, the mitzvah from Lechem Aponim is mentioned in Parshas Truma, in part of this Seder from Tiyur Bira Maisa, okay? The question which I'm beginning to try to grapple with, and you'll see in the next step, I'm not sure if I'm going to get to the next step, okay? But, you know, I can just take it simple before I get a little fit next week, you know. We'll see if we get to it. But, you know, this, you see, let's start like this, okay? When I do, what does it mean, v'yachogu elov? See, even, no matter what translation you have, v'yachogu elov, to do this discussion with Akrova, the rest of the discussion, even in the other places, is after the binyan. What does it mean that there's a kiyum in Mikdash of having kibbutz, besides the mitzvah of Aliyah Regel, it's a kiyum in Mikdash? Besides the mitzvah of Akrovas Korbonos, it's a kiyum in Mikdash? If that's the case, so you understand Shiyeh Lanu is a very important thing. And then you understand, and I'll explain to you how we do that, then you understand that all the Chalokim over here merge into one, because everything is very important if you want to do all the different things that have to be done. So then Shiyeh Lanu, Shiyeh then could be a hurrah that it basically ends up, this is equivalent to a hurrah that this is a general rule and the asiyah is basically how you go about doing it, and it's going to continue. And I want to show you something, and I want to flip it, okay? I'm not sure you can flip it. I remember after the role of the, I remember Maria, I used to go back and talk to him in learning in the back of the car, whatever, you know, whenever I felt that the driver, you know, would be okay. So the Rav said a shiur that Tuesday, he said a shiur on Tzvi Soime, and he quoted the Zayde Rab Chaim, that Sfira is the Reis of his man is there. And Rav Chaim says, okay? So I'm not sure what I asked the Rav or how it is, but I remember him saying the following. He says, I don't understand the Zaydan. Okay? He said that, did Rav Chaim believe that Beis HaMikdash B'Binyono and Beis HaMikdash B'Churbono are the same? And it means that the Akrov is the same, and everything is, not that there is Akrov, it's everything is the same.
You mean the Kiyum?
We'll see, I'll explain to you something. For example, he gave me a few examples, I may have only one, I don't want to overbear. But he said, the Ram says in Perek Aleph, Yisurim is Beach. The Ram quotes the Lav, there's a Lav of Matel Mum in Kochin. Yichai Malkus. The Ram says, you know something? That's only Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Bizman Zeh, you don't get Malkus. Rebbei Nesheilem, Makrim Lav B'Shem Bayis. So Lav said, independent of what his Delta Zayda said about Reich Nichoyach and, you know, the Tziv of the Hashimoyis Mitzvashechem, so the Tziv used to ask, you know, Teres Kohen, what are two things? If there's no Beis HaMikdash, what's Reich Nichayach? So he means that when Beis HaMikdash is not Kayim, there's no Reich Nichayach, even though Makriv is not Shein Bayis. And therefore he claims that only Makriv Korban Pesach after Churban HaBayis to Churban Beita. Okay, Beseder, take him or leave it, okay? But it means is that the Akrova with Mikdash, without Mikdash, is a different Kiyum Akrova. Mimela, the Kedusha is a Kedusha. And this I'm just adding, I assume he meant the Kedusha Peguma. It's basically it's not Kayim. But it's the Chayin Dichu Barachayim. You build the base, everything will be okay. So therefore, there's no Malkus for Matamun the Mamu. Okay? Matamun Bekochi, Bezmanazem. So I was wondering, maybe you can flip it. That if you Makriv Naf Bishen Bayis, that kiyum of Akrova, which the kiyum of Mikdash, doesn't exist. That all these things that we're talking about are kumim mikdash. And that shiel or mikdash. That's what's happening. Okay. So that is the beginning. That's the first thing. Now, the next point. There's a word, base muchan. That's the Reb Chaim Heller has it. Okay. And the translation in Korach is Beis Miud, and the translation in Kapach is what does he say? He says, "Hey, what is it? Damn thing." It's a very strange translation. It's more interesting. Vushiel or Bais She'el of Ponim. By Sheila Pon, okay? So, I'm not interested in how he translates. I just want to point that the Arabic word is base makseidot. I'm not sure exactly how you put in the vowels over here. And Kapach, in her Ola 87, has the following note. Base makseid is merkas hamachshova. It's the connection that my mind, I'm entranced with the Mikdash. And that's what it is. And it's a very different approach that he has in Mitzvah Chav, where he says, what is Shlivnois Beis Abada? It's Avoda. And here, it's a place that I'm enraptured, I'm captivated by the Mikdash, okay? So, you know, this sounds like very poetic, very philosophical. What does he want? So I want to start, I probably won't finish this time, is we understand from Sifri that L'shichnei Sidrashu has something to do with the mitzvahs b'nei Beis HaMikdash. And so the Gemara says, L'shichnei Sidrashu, the Gemara says, Gimel Mitzvah, and the Gemara says, Hedrichov, and the Gemara quotes L'shichnei Sidrashu. So the question is, what is L'shichnei Sidrashu? It's only it's incumbent upon man to search for the Makom HaMikdash and then build it. The way the Sifri presents it, that the Shichnoi Sidishu, that you should have Ki'ilu, you should be Deirish, and then you should have the stamp of approval by the Navi. And after the Mikdash is Kayim, there's no Inyan of the Shichnei Sidishu Vosa Shoma. Oh no, it's poshut that the Mikdash is tied into the Shichnei Sidishu Vosa Shoma. And that's Derech HaPshat, or that's the Pshat in the Posik. What Chazal in Derech HaBiseinu, in the Sifri HaMoisif, that Shichnei Sidishu, you should search to find the place, you know, before, and then build, okay? That's the issue over here. And what I want to do, just, you know, before, you know, what I want to do is point out to you, if the mitzvah of Mikdash becomes merged with L'shichnei Sidishu, okay, as you get the impression from the Sifri and the Gemara, okay, so then to say that I'm enraptured, am I constantly involved intellectually and emotionally with the Mikdash, it's not a far cry. But you understand yourself, that's nothing to do with the Maisa Binyan. That's the Mikdash B'Kiyumoy. And the only place that he says the Beis Makseid, Sheyeh Elonu Beis Makseid. And that's absolutely beautiful. Okay. Now, what I want to do is I'll probably start this, and we'll have to present this as, you know, a little bit of Shem more, you know, next week. We'll see exactly what to make a time if you want to do it next week. We'll see exactly what to do it. Believe that. You have it like this. Let's even start slowly. This is free, I told you. Kiyima Amokam Shivcha Dresh Al Pinovi Yochel Tamtin Achimil Chonovi Limod Lacha Lishichnes in Shubas Shoma Dresh Umitsai Vakach Yemil Chonovi. Say that. Ramban in the Posik. The Tam Lishichnes in Shu, listen to it. Shetel Chuloi Meretz Melchokim Betishalu. Are they trying to build the Beis HaMikdash or trying to find, or the Beis HaMikdash exists? V'toymu ish el re'eu l'chu v'na'ale el har Hashem el Beis el Ke'yakov. What are we talking about? The Mikdash, it exists. Koloshin tzion yishalu derech hein p'neyem. Then he says, v'sifri, that's derech hapshat. I don't think it's to negate this, it's a hisofa. Besifri, Tidushu, Dresh al Pinovi, Yochu Yamta, Chibuchanovi, Tamish, Dresh Makachmot. So all I'm pointing out, he will get started. According to Ramban, Derech HaPshat, that's what it is. Luchubanale, where is it? That's, you know, this is where we're going. Beseda? So Mr. Shem will pick up. Now.
You're good. Okay, so we could do regular time next week.
I'm not sure that I can.